We're about to talk to Amelia Rubinstein, who is a team leader in the anti-trafficking program at Turnaround Inc. here in Baltimore, and Pierre Bensouzin, who is an acoustic guitarist, composer, bilingual improvisational vocalist. You're hearing his music as we open this program and under us right now. Just beautiful stuff. And let me welcome you both, Pierre and Amelia, to the Mark Steiner Show.
Thanks for having us.
Amelia, let me just start. This event coming up is really important. We've had Turnaround on the show before. Issue of trafficking our children and our women is a very serious issue. Give a sense very quickly of what Turnaround does and what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So Turnaround's been working in the Baltimore area for about 35 years, serving victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and childhood sexual abuse. And about 3 years ago, we got a large grant to be able to expand our services to victims of sex trafficking as well. So in that time, we've served about 250 women and girls and some transgendered youth as well, and providing emergency services, shelter, and kind of long-term healing and counseling for those victims.
I mean, how deep is the problem, right, just in our world here?
I think we have a much larger problem in Baltimore than we would like to admit. I think there's a couple things about Baltimore that make it kind of a hotspot for trafficking. We have BWI Airport. We're right on the I-95 corridor, which is where traffickers very often take victims kind of on a circuit that goes kind of up and down the East Coast. And also we have some other vulnerabilities in our city, particularly a very large foster care population, which makes an extremely vulnerable group of young women and boys oftentimes as well, who can be victimized and sold.
This is clearly a passion with me as well, just to kind of address this issue, because it's just the fact that it exists today in the 21st century, that modern day slavery is unacceptable and obscene. And what happens to these women, I'm going to come back to that, and then talk a bit about really what you do, mm-hmm. and how it works there. And Pierre, I'm glad you're doing this concert for this group in Baltimore. So tell me two things. First, tell me about why you're coming to do this.
Right now, I'm very upset by the situation, and music never stands by itself. You know, it's always linked to our lives and to enhance them. So obviously, if I can help, that would be my contribution. This is, you know, also what Amelia is doing is much more than helping. She's really, she really stepped in and puts all of herself into that beautiful task, you know. So that's why I decided to join her there.
Your music, you've been playing for many years. We were born in Algeria, right?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so describe to our listeners, I mean, your own sojourn to your own music and what you do.
So I was born in Algeria. At the time, Algeria in North Africa was part of France. And in 1962, that country became independent, and my family decided to move to mainland France. And this is where I was raised, in Paris, in the suburbs of Paris. And I took piano at the age of 7. My piano teacher happened to be a client at the grocery store of my father, and they trade grocery against piano lessons, and that went on for 4 years. And then when this woman moved to the south of France, I sort of became a little bit orphan and stopped playing piano for 6 months, no more music. And my father got me a guitar, sold a piano, because he thought that I will not play piano again. And he got me a guitar. He was a big fan of Django Reinhardt, and he got me a guitar, a steel string guitar. And a few months later, I started to teach myself how to play that stuff. And here I am.
And I'm glad you are.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, I went from classical music to, you know, my first loves were Beethoven, Chopin, Bach, Brahms. And I went from that to Bob Dylan, to Celtic music, to English folk music, French folk music, to Brazilian bossa nova, to Indian music, and then the jazz after that. But yeah, you know, it has been an amazing journey, really.
And now the music is your music, blending.
Well, I will not call it my music, because I would be very pretentious to do that. But let's say that I play music in my own way. I have my own filters. I have my own expression. That's already not so bad. But I do not own any music. You know, I just borrow music and I steal music and get it back.
I love that. That's good. And Amelia, I'm going to come back to Turnaround and this concert coming up to raise money for Turnaround. And the way you approach things is kind of unique. Talk a bit about the outreach and the kind of clinical work and the safe haven that exists in Turnaround.
Yeah, so I think that we are trying to take a little bit more of a long-term approach. I think kind of where the focus can go for help for trafficking survivors can be kind of on that idea of rescue, like we're going to pull you out of this situation, and that's kind of the big climactic moment.
Yeah.
That's actually the beginning of a very long and kind of horrible process to getting back to a recovered kind of full life. So that point at which a victim is kind of recovered out of a trafficking situation, that's just the first. So for us to be able to kind of look long term and think, not only does that person need emergency shelter, new clothing, something to eat, a safe place to stay, those kinds of things, but for the next 3, 4, 5 years, they're going to need a case manager who's supportive, a therapist who's going to be able to help them with trauma symptoms and mental health issues. They're going to need a tutor, because very often our girls who are trafficked, when they're being trafficked for that, if it's 3 months or if it's 2 years, that's a black hole where they've had no educational opportunities and no employment opportunities. So we're really having to kind of start from ground zero in building up somebody's ability to really get to kind of a healthy and self-sufficient life.
We've talked to many people who have been sex workers on this program over the last 21 years. And I don't think people can really, it's hard for people to grasp what life is like and what it means to try to come out of that life.
Mm-hmm. And for so many of the young women I work with, and I work primarily with adolescents, their experiences have been very, very violent. So there's, you know...
Children.
Yeah, children. So our youngest victim that we've worked with is 13 years old. And we've served women all the way up into their 50s. But primarily, most of our clients are between 14 and 24. And so their experiences have been violent. They've had guns held to their head. They've had cigarette burns. They have pit bull bites. They have... you know, a lot of things that sometimes come along with being involved in commercial sex work. And that's on top of childhood abuse and neglect that happens very frequently before they were recruited into trafficking, which is one of the vulnerabilities that may have kind of led to that in the first place. So we're really talking about kind of polyvictimization, long chronic trauma.
People don't realize how pervasive it is. It's right under our noses all the time, how much abuse goes on, sexual abuse goes on, in families, in homes, with our next-door neighbors and the people across the alley, that we don't even realize that it's happening, but it's happening in front of our eyes, but behind our eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Turnaround has been serving childhood sexual abuse survivors for a while, but this is the same population that then can be exploited later on. I think it was important for us to see a turnaround that this wasn't, human trafficking survivors are not some kind of like new different population that's hidden. They're more just invisible. They're already in our foster care systems, in our juvenile detention centers. They're in the substance abuse centers in Baltimore. They just weren't being properly identified in the right way, because this isn't a group that self-identifies as a victim. Sometimes, you know, in domestic violence or sexual assault, people have a language for kind of what has happened to them. It's more societally acceptable to kind of talk about those issues. But I spend a lot of time in juvenile detention centers, and kids don't know what human trafficking is. And I think it's one of those things that when you talk about it, you have to kind of put it on the table, just the same way that we talk about other types of violence, abuse, or healthy relationships. We also have to be talking about what exploitation is, especially for young girls that are at risk. And in Baltimore, we have many, many of those.
We should talk about this event. So let me start with you, and then we'll go to Pierre and come back to you and close out. But so what is this event? When's it happening? How do people find out how to get there?
It is Friday, April 11th at 8 p.m., and it is a benefit concert. It's going to be held at the Music Barn at Sortier Farm in Phoenix, Maryland. And we're going to experience the lovely music of Pierre Bensuzan. I hope I said that right.
That's a beautiful setting.
It should be really, really lovely, and all of the profits from that are going to go to Turnaround, I hope, specifically for our drop-in center where there's a lot of needs.
You can go to get tickets at 410-526-6367. That's 410-526-6367. You can also go to Pierre's website at www.pierrebensusan.com, or go to Turnaround Inc. We'll have all of those on our website at standardshow.org. button. You can make that call at 410-526-6367 to purchase tickets and support something that is meaningful to many of our children and sisters in this community who are struggling to be free from the oppression they find themselves in. And this is a place, a haven. It's a clinical setting. It's a place for people to really turn around their lives. And Pierre, let me just say, I want to thank you so much for as we listen to your music coming out under us one more time. Thank you so much for the work you do as an artist, but also for contributing your art to this moment in Baltimore.
It's a very humble contribution, but I'm very glad to be part of it. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to have you both here. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. To hear this show again, podcast past shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. For Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.